This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
North Tonawanda Mayor Austin Tylik. Austin, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about this crash Friday night. What do you know at this point?
Yeah, we still have an ongoing investigation with our police department on the matter. You know, it's really an incredible tragedy. Three individuals' lives were lost that night, and you know, this happens to be the second occurrence in our city in the past 6 months. So we're taking it very seriously. My office has been in communications with different state officials to try and gain communication with CSX at a higher level. We're really trying to see what was the cause of everything, and it shouldn't happen is what it comes down to.
Austin, do we know why the car was on the tracks when the train was approaching?
So, again, that's part of the investigation still. We're going to have a press conference today where our police chief is going to talk about a few different items at 2 o'clock. And I know a lot of news stations, I believe yourself or your station may be there as well. The three individuals that were there, I don't know exactly why they ended up on the track. There's a lot of speculation out there, which is why we're holding this conference, just to give the facts from our police department, the detectives that have been working for the past 48 hours on different pieces, witnesses that saw the incident. I know there's been a couple articles out there, but there are more details to unravel.
Part of the investigation and stuff you're going to be looking into, Mayor, is it what can be better on the tracks, better reaction time by the mechanisms that fall into place when a train's coming by? Are those things you're looking into?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's an array of things. You know, was it something to do with the arms? Was it lighting? Was it some type of human error? It could be a multitude of pieces here. You know, I know CSX was on site the next day. I believe they use a third party to kind of review intersections or rail crossings like this when something happens. But we haven't received any kind of information or report on that so far. So it's still ongoing. It gets pretty complicated in these situations. It's really just horrible what happened. I can't say where the individuals were from at this time. But a lot of people are upset about it, ourselves included.
And again, that press conference will be today at 2 o'clock, correct?
Correct.
All right. Mayor Austin Tylik, I always appreciate your time. Wish it was under better circumstances, and we'll be looking forward to the information at 2 o'clock.
Yes, thank you very much.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.